Intelligent Medicine is brought to you in part by Fullscript, my exclusive online supplement dispensary. Fullscript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. It's safe, secure, and with Fullscript's refill reminders, it's totally effortless to stay on track with your supplement protocols. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to create your Fullscript patient account today. And if you're a healthcare provider, sign up for a free Fullscript dispensary account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. It's the easiest way for you to prescribe the exact supplement protocols your patients need.
Welcome to another edition of Layla Weighs In, and Happy New Year. It's January. Everybody's into their New Year's resolutions, I hope, before they start to fizzle out. It normally happens by the beginning of March, right? Certainly, we've all had New Year's resolutions in the past, whether we've kept them or succeeded or failed. We've all done all of the above. I'm here to help you with any of your resolutions to get healthy, to eat better. Last week, I talked to you about changing the behavior of how you eat your breakfast. Eating slowly, eating mindfully, number one. Number two, changing the breakfast overall to something that is not high carb, a carb-laden breakfast, which will tend to make you hungry, craving, and sleepy for the rest of the day, believe it or not. So that mid-afternoon slump could be by design if you're having a very high-carb breakfast. So I talked to you about the idea of, you know, not having that pastry anymore on your way to work or a bowl of cereal, a muffin. Go for something healthier. Poached eggs, hard-boiled eggs, if you're on the go, if you don't want to cook in the morning, you don't have to. You could have hard-boiled eggs at the ready. Some leftovers from your dinner, your lunch the night before is always a good idea. And another new habit while we're at it. Again, this is all this month. I'm going to talk to you a little bit at every podcast this month of January about changing your eating behavior. So another new habit, which would be a great idea, and to help you stick to your goals, start packing your lunch rather than eating out. And now typically, you want these to be leftovers. This isn't any food that you need to make from scratch, other than possibly assembling a salad that you may, and putting any leftover protein from dinner the night before, whether it be some wild Alaskan salmon or some leftover sliced steak or chicken that maybe you've made chicken salad out of. And if you don't like leftovers, first of all, really change your thinking on this. Leftovers oftentimes taste so much better the next day, so you're missing out, number one. There's nothing wrong with a little cold roast chicken to have alongside your vegetables or a salad for lunch the next day. It is absolutely delicious. So make some chicken salad from your leftover roast chicken, stuff half a Hass avocado with it, or put it over a salad, some baby greens, a bed of spinach. And listen, this doesn't take extra time to do. You don't have to do it the morning of. If you're somebody who likes to sleep in as late as possible before you have to get up and go to work, that's fine. You could assemble it all the night before. Just like you don't have to cook breakfast in the morning. Rely on what is left over and maybe hard-boiled eggs or something like that. Or even some rolled up, good quality, nitrate-free cold cuts like turkey or something. So you can do all this. You're cleaning up your dinner dishes, right? Pretty much every night, or you're putting things away. You're loading the dishwasher. You're filling up containers for your leftovers. Pack a lunch container. Do it then. You're doing it at the same time that you're clearing the dinner dishes. This is not extra effort. And if you're already getting those clamshells of triple washed organic salads, all the better. You don't really have to wash those. They've been triple washed for you. Take a handful, put some in your lunch container. Take that leftover chicken or steak or salmon, put that on top. Put a little dressing there on the side. You've got lunch tomorrow. Consider this as the next change to do. We've already talked about changing your eating behavior last week. We talked about changing your breakfast. And now start packing your lunch. This way you are in control of the ingredients. You're not getting any unwanted additives, preservatives, colorings. When you're eating out, even at a salad bar type place, there are all kinds of preservatives in those foods. You know, when you see the avocado at the salad bar, it's not browning at all. But if you cut into that avocado at home, a fresh avocado, and you left it out for as little as 5 minutes, it's already starting to brown. Consider the preservatives they may be using at your local salad bar. And even the hot prepared foods that you're getting there. Nothing tastes like what it tastes like when you make it at home. You're getting a lot of other preservatives, additives, flavor enhancers, MSG, all of that type of thing. And consider that when you're eating these hyperpalatable foods at lunch, and then you're wondering why you're craving in the middle of the afternoon, sometime between 3 and 4 o'clock, after you've had your lunch at 12:30 or 1:30, that could be a reason. It could be the additional MSG or flavor enhancers. These are designed to promote gastric emptying, meaning empty the contents of your stomach faster, sooner. What happens when our stomach is empty? It's time to eat again. We're hungry. It's not going to happen with foods that you're making at home from scratch. And, of course, if there are any flavor enhancers, I know there are certain ones like adobo seasonings and browning gravies and all of these packet things. Don't use that stuff. Fill up your spice rack with really good quality organic spices. Use that instead of the seasonings that come out of a packet, which may be full of MSG and other flavor enhancers. So the next thing to do, change your lunch. It's a good idea. This is all in efforts to help you change your eating behavior. And things can take a few weeks to actually become a habit. And listen, if you like the idea of going out to lunch, I'm saying stop doing this altogether. Maybe you're going to pack your lunch 3 or 4 days a week. The other day or two a week, go out to lunch. You know, there's lots of room for negotiation here. There's nothing wrong with going out to lunch, especially if you're using, you know, if you're getting high quality food, certainly. So be, you know, scrutinize where you're eating. Be, you know, discern where your food is coming from. Discern where you go out to eat and so forth, and not to the local fast food. So decide that you're going to eat out, say once a week or so. That could be a reward, and that's perfectly fine. Keep the offerings, keep the choices healthy. That's really the best way to go. Now, more in the news. For those of you who are not allergic to dairy, homemade yogurt resolves irritable bowel symptoms. Now, having just said that, for those of you who are not allergic to dairy, that homemade yogurt can be good for irritable bowel, you could also have coconut milk yogurt. I know of a particular brand that I've heard good things about. It's sold at Whole Foods. It's called Anita's Coconut Milk Yogurt. Check it out. Check out others. I'm not, they are not a sponsor for me or anything. This is simply what I've heard through the grapevine of my practice of what's good that's out there in the grocery stores. Now, so homemade yogurt resolves irritable bowel symptoms. IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, is still, in my mind, a diagnosis of exclusion. If you don't have another GI issue, whether it's inflammatory bowel disease or some other thing, Crohn's, colitis, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, often irritable bowel is related more to SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. So, according to this, daily consumption of homemade yogurt can lead to a complete resolution of symptoms in patients with irritable bowel syndrome, or a prospective study shows. Quote, we were surprised by the response. We had 189 patients in the study, and 169 had remission within 6 months. And this was from out of the hospital, out of Mary Breckenridge ARH Hospital in Hyden, Kentucky. And some of the participants had lived with symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome for 9 or 10 years. This was reported at the World Congress of Gastroenterology. So people with IBS for 9 or 10 years have had resolution. Imagine, out of the 189 patients they studied, 169 had remission within 6 months by eating some homemade yogurt. Our study, quote, our study is based on the fact that there is an internal gut-brain microbiome axis. Well, there most certainly is. If you modulate the intestinal microbiome, you can actually achieve remission in some cases. Imagine, you know, it's probiotic food, and especially a homemade yogurt may have more probiotics in it because of the starter you use and so forth, and using batches of your own homemade yogurt. Your homemade yogurt may have a little more tang than, say, the commercial plain yogurts that you're getting at the grocery store or the health food store. Either way, both would be good. So they say that medication does not adequately treat the symptoms of IBS for many people, and as a result, they just live with it. And that is one of the reasons that this group of scientists wanted to assess the potential of homemade yogurt with lactobacilli to influence the gut microbiome. You know about the lactobacillus species, Lactobacillus acidophilus, Rhamnosus reuteri. There are all kinds of lactobacillus strains. There are also bifidobacteria strains. So for their study, the team enrolled 189 consecutive patients diagnosed with IBS at one of the two medical centers in Kentucky. And the patients were instructed to consume 2 to 3 cups of yogurt every day and record their symptoms in a chart. Their responses were assessed every 2 months for 6 months. Wow, 2 to 3 cups of yogurt a day. That's quite a bit of yogurt. All right. Complete remission defined as the relief of pre-existing IBS symptoms and 1 or 2 normal bowel movements daily was achieved by 89% of the study participants. The yogurt isn't expensive. It's easy to make. First, boil a gallon of milk for 5 minutes and let it cool to lukewarm. Next, mix in 1 cup of a plain yogurt brand, such as Danone. Stonyfield would be my preference because it's organic, which is used as a starter and source of lactobacilli. Place in an oven with the light on overnight. Don't turn the oven on. You turn your oven light on. And then refrigerate the next morning. Save 1 cup from each batch to use as a starter for the next batch. My mother always made her own homemade yogurt. And for those of you who don't have an oven light, you want the oven to be warm, you could take a small lamp, like a piano lamp, and put that on in the oven. Again, you don't want to turn your oven on. You want light enough. So you can make enough yogurt for a week, and it's pretty inexpensive. It doesn't have to be eaten as plain yogurt, say these scientists. Because it can be mixed with fruit or used in a smoothie, it doesn't feel like it's medicine. It's part of a regular diet. You can also do what a lot of Mediterranean dieters do. Hey, I grew up on the Mediterranean diet, okay? The yogurt I ate growing up was always plain and always included some salt, some cucumber, some garlic, a little dill, a little mint. Yum! Top that on your roasted eggplant or zucchini or squash. It's absolutely delicious. So yogurt can be a savory. A plain yogurt can be a savory. Season it well with a little salt, some dill, some mint, garlic, grated cucumber. It's absolutely delicious. You use this as a sauce for roasted vegetables. You might even have it on a nice piece of fish. You know, this was part of my upbringing, actually. So some differing opinion on this. Results difficult to interpret on this study. The study design makes the results difficult to interpret, which is disappointing, said a Dr. Heiser, a gastroenterologist in private practice in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Quote, at the very least, the consenting patient should have been randomly assigned to either a treatment or a control group. Also, review of the self-reported chart should have been done by individuals blinded to which group the patient was in. And of course, as you've heard me say before about scientific research, you know, we want to prove causation. That's often done with randomized controlled trials, which is difficult to do when you're just assigning a group of consecutive people, not randomly chosen, to say, here, eat this, and let's see what happens. Let's see what the outcome is. So this was a pilot study, explained the scientist, and the next step will be to study the effectiveness of the homemade yogurt in patients with different subtypes of irritable bowel syndrome, whether it's constipation or diarrhea, and then to randomize some participants to a control group. This is the first study to show, quote, that yogurt, even though it's homemade, is usable in irritable bowel syndrome, said Ronnie Fass, MD, from the Metro Health Medical Center in Cleveland. In traditional diets, we recommend that people with IBS be careful with milk-related products, as I've said earlier. The study suggests what we thought all along is not so clear-cut. The homemade yogurt with lactobacillus was very effective at controlling symptoms of belly pain, alterations in bowel movements, and it did both, to the surprise of these doctors and scientists. This is the kind of study that could change the standard of care, although more work is needed. So again, probiotic foods, and those of you, again, dairy sensitive may opt for coconut yogurt or even coconut kefir. That's actually a really nice option for those who have dairy issues. Coconut kefir, I know you can get it online. You'll probably find it at better grocery stores. Now all the grocery stores are becoming better. It's not just about Whole Foods, although I do like Trader Joe's as well, including their prices, you know, because the middleman is gone. But other probiotic foods, sauerkraut, Asian sauerkraut, otherwise known as kimchi. I've always got some kimchi in my fridge, whether it's the bok choy, the Savoy cabbage, or the ones with leeks as well. If you like it spicy, they have it spicy. They also have the less spicy version. There are all kinds of makers of probiotic foods out there, and probiotic drinks such as kefir, but you can always make your own. Funny anecdote, I had a patient recently who came in and his back was hurting, and I said, what happened to your back? He said, well, you know, I was making sauerkraut. He was basically bashing the cabbage into his bowl with a baseball bat. That's the reason for his back pain. He was making sauerkraut. He was bashing the cabbage with a baseball bat to help it juice along with the salt. And then you cover it, you ferment it for a few days, all that lovely probiotic bacteria begins to form, and you've got sauerkraut. do follow a recipe. There are lots out there on probiotic foods if you're interested in making it yourself. It's a wonderful thing to do, to have on hand. You can even make kefir not just from milk or from coconut milk. There is also water kefir. And again, you could buy the grains online for the water kefir. I understand it has a flavor. I've not tried it myself. I've learned this from patients. I learn a lot from my patients and other people who contact me, who email me. And then I'm compelled to try these things. Water kefir may have a flavor kind of like a lemonade or so, but it's kind of bubbly, like a champagne-y type of, seltzer or mineral water type of, it's a bubbly water. So these are all alternatives. And for those suffering with any irritable bowel symptoms at all, whether it's constipation related or diarrhea, or the most common IBS is actually alternating constipation and diarrhea, and you've tried probiotic foods and other things, you may need a consult with a nutritionist. So if you'd like to contact me, I have clients from all over the country. I do phone consultations. Call my office, 212-779-1744, if you'd like to make an appointment. And I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, professional grade, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I use FullScript as my online dispensary, so I can send you, my patients and listeners, the exact products you need straight to your door by speedy delivery. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part, FullScript sends out refill reminders when you're running low, so it's totally effortless to stay on track with your supplement protocols. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to create your FullScript account. Or ask your healthcare provider to sign you up for FullScript. If you are a healthcare provider, sign up for a free FullScript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. FullScript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and they offer world-class support. Get started at drhoffman.com and click on the store.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.